Archbishop John Onaiyekan of Abuja, Nigeria, was one of six men created cardinal on Saturday at the Ordinary Public Consistory for the purpose, over which Pope Benedict XVI presided. Cardinal Onaiyekan spoke with the head of Vatican Radio's English for Africa service, Father Moses Hamungule.
Obviously, I feel a sense of responsibility. I also consider it an honor on our country, Nigeria. Good news for the country. So Christians, Muslims will all rejoice now that they have a cardinal. And I think it's good.
Yes, Your Eminence, does this give you another challenge as you have done your best so far in trying to resolve this conflict that is Boko Haram is causing in Nigeria?
Well, let me put it this way. My effort is not really directed towards resolving the problem of Boko Haram, but rather maintaining among Nigerians their sense of family and unity, that they should not allow even Boko Haram to disrupt that. And I believe it is possible to isolate the few people who are clearly an anomaly. The Nigerian Muslim is not Boko Haram. Boko Haram are very few people, and the vast majority of Muslims that we meet every day have not got the same mind. So we will continue in that direction, presenting ourselves as Christians who are convinced of our faith and who have received the mandate to preach it to others, but also recognizes that there are others in the field and that there are others who have got their own faith whom we should respect and with whom we can collaborate, since we have a lot of things in common. Apart from our spiritual values that we share as Christians and Muslims, there's the fact that we are citizens of the same country with the same problems, the same challenges, which we should put our heads together to do, so that we are not opponents, not even competitors, but partners. And I'm sure by so doing, we are promoting the gospel.
Already in Kenya, there's also the conflict. Those Catholics, Christians who may be saying they're getting tired of giving their cheek once more or several times to the people that are attacking.
Well, talking of cheeks, we cannot rewrite the gospel. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have to read the gospel with realism. I always remind our people that Jesus, who told us to turn the other cheek, was actually slapped once, and he did not turn the other cheek. Rather, he asked, "If I've said something wrong, tell me. If not, why did you slap me?" I take my own lessons from that event, which means that when we are badly treated, the answer is not to slap back, but to ask, "Why did you do it?" and challenge them with the force of love and logic. Which is what Jesus did. Those who say they are tired of turning the other cheek and that therefore they are going to hit back, they have left the line of Christian faith. By the time a Christian says, "I'm tired of forgiving," he is no longer a Christian. And I think I have every right to say so, because we have been slapped several times in that country. But we also know that slapping back all the time does not solve the problem. And especially as you don't even know whom are you going to hit at. A bomb explodes in front of your church, and your young men go and burn the houses of the Muslims around, who have nothing to do with the bomb. And so we reply hitting innocent people because we have been hit innocently. That is certainly not Christianity, not to talk of the fact that it is not even a human way of dealing with things. So my advice to those in Kenya where this kind of terrorist activities are going on is, it's all the more reason why they should join hands with the Muslim community, because the Muslim community themselves are victims of it. Let them join hands with the Muslim community and come and face these criminals who may be calling themselves whatever. Even if they claim to be doing these things in the name of God, we who believe in God and know who God is know that they are telling lies. And we shouldn't allow them to continue to claim to be the ones who are really representing our faiths. If we do that, I tell you that those people will have no environment to thrive. That, of course, does not remove the duty of government to do its own work of ensuring security of citizens. That's a pure matter of security, and there is no alternative to that. Government must come out with police, with hosts, to meet them, intelligence, and so on.
Your Eminence, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations once again.
I'm not a cardinal, so I can't afford to be.